The FBI in Peace and War. The FBI in Peace and War is brought to you by refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day as millions do. The lively, long-lasting flavor cools your mouth and freshens your taste. The pleasant chewing adds enjoyment to whatever you're doing. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, Big Shot.
Good evening, miss.
Good evening.
Hello.
How are you, darling? Hope I didn't keep you waiting too long.
No, you're the one who has three shows to do, not me.
Where to, Mr. Keller?
The Midnight Club, Joseph.
Yes, sir.
My, how swank we are tonight.
Hmm?
Oh, that's right. I've never had the car before, have I?
Mm-mm. Well, I never thought the day would come when little Jean would turn her nose up at a cab. But after this, I don't know.
Yeah, it's comfortable, isn't it?
It's heaven, mister. What brand have we got? Some fancy foreign make or just a crummy old Rolls?
I can see I should have brought the car more often.
You can say that again. But I suppose Mrs. Keller has some rights. After all, the wife of a big bank president can't just ride around in any old thing.
I guess that's about the size of it. Cold?
With this over me? If the minks don't feel cold, why should I?
You like the coat, huh?
But girl wouldn't. But you know something, honey? You're going to spoil me. Furs, jewelry, chauffeured limo for a 5-block ride.
I want to spoil you, Jean. I want to give you everything you ever long for.
Well, I got quite a list.
All right.
Pardon me, Mr. Keller. The Midnight Club is on 8th Street, isn't it?
That's right. Turn left to the next corner, Joseph, and you'll see it.
Thank you, sir.
Barry?
Hmm?
Aren't you going to kiss me?
Hmm. I've been saving that for last. Like icing on a piece of cake.
Aren't you coming in to see the show?
I've seen it, let's say, 50 times.
I know what you mean.
Jane.
Oh, honey. Afterward?
No, not tonight.
Why not?
I thought we agreed. No questions.
Sorry.
The Midnight Club, sir.
No, it's all right, Joseph. Stay right there. I'll see Mrs. Raymond, huh? Jane?
You'll, call for me tomorrow?
Same time. Good night, my dear. What is it they say?
Kill the people.
Oh, that's it.
Believe me, the ones we get, I'd like to. Good night, darling.
Good night, Jean. All right.
Nice dish.
Told you.
Nothing like seeing for yourself. Where to?
The bus stop on 5th. I can hop out there.
If you're going uptown to that gambling joint, I guess I could take it.
No, no. You've done enough already, Joe. I can't thank you enough.
Forget it, pal. What my boss don't know won't hurt him.
Well, I wouldn't be too sure. What I didn't know almost hurt me. Say, what kind of a car is this, anyhow?
Lincoln, custom built. You handle that nice, Barry. Only one thing.
What?
The bank president stuff. Isn't that pouring it on a little thick?
Oh, I don't think so, Joe. After all, I do work in a bank.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Long as she doesn't find out.
She won't. As you heard, we agreed. No questions. She won't find out, Joe. How could she?
Memorandum to Stevens from Agent Reynolds. Report from Federal Bank Examiner's Office suggests embezzlement, Second National Bank, Bay City. Request by examiner for Bureau cooperation. Await instruction. Date it and sign as usual.
Okay, just a minute. Come in, Mr. Keller.
How are you, Turk? Lots of action tonight.
Enough. Ginny, Mr. Keller's coat.
Oh, thanks. Here you are, my dear. Thank you, Jenny.
Good night.
What's lucky for me tonight, Turk? Dice or card?
You can ask Mr. Laurier. He wants to see you before you make any play.
Certainly.
6 to point, number 6. You can back the line, play the field. Evening, Mr. Keller.
Evening, Carlo.
Turk,
what's Mr. Laurier want, you know?
He'll tell you, Mr.
Keller. Same roller coming out, a lucky roller coming out. Get your come best down. Hands off the table, please.
After you, sir.
Oh, thanks.
7, a winner. Pay the line. Pay 7-11, a hot roller here.
Mr. Keller. Come in. Turk, a chair for our guest.
You wanted to see me, Laurier?
Only a moment. Sit down, please. A cigar?
No, thank you.
What a fine suit of clothes. Always so elegant, Mr. Keller. I envy you.
I'm flattered, but I'm sure you didn't want to see me for a discussion of fabric.
No, there was something else. Turk, let me have that envelope, will you?
Sure thing, boss.
Something else, and not so elegant, I'm afraid. You said no cigar, didn't you?
No cigar, no drink. Gambling, my only vice.
No women?
Well, I don't consider women a vice.
I envy you more than I thought. Mr. Keller, the other night, Friday, I think, the cards weren't running your way. Your evening ended minus some $8,000. You recall?
Well, of course.
Also, you recall writing out a check to me for that amount?
$8,400, exactly. I recall, sadly and too well.
It came back, Mr. Keller.
What?
The bank will return your check, insufficient funds.
Well, that's impossible.
Uh-huh.
Well, my account in that bank is always in five figures.
Mr. Keller.
Well, I tell you it is.
I believe you, Mr. Keller. Such things happen. There's no reason to get excited.
Well, I just don't understand it, that's all.
Such things happen. Now, shall I redeposit the check?
Oh, if you will, certainly.
All right, that's all there is to it. I just want to call your attention.
Well, I'll send to the matter first thing in the morning, and who's ever responsible will write you an apology.
I don't want an apology, Mr. Keller, only my $8,004. Good night. I'm sorry to disturb you. I hope you have a good play at the tables.
Yes? I'm a little short of cash tonight. Naturally, I had no idea about this check business.
Glad to accommodate you, Mr. Keller. What limit will you want?
The same as usual, 10,000?
Dirk?
I got it, boss. 10,000.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's all right. Anytime.
First thing in the morning, I'll attend to that check.
Sure, don't worry about it.
Good luck, Mr. Keller.
Thanks, Turk. I could use some. See you inside.
Boss.
Yeah?
You're sure this is smart?
I'm sure. He works in a bank, don't he?
A teller?
A teller with itchy hands.
You got an angle, huh?
100,000, is that an angle?
Out of Mr. Big Shot?
Uh-huh, out of him.
That's an angle, if you got it.
I got it, don't you worry. Just let him get into us a little deeper, Turker. We have him just the way we want him. Big Shot, huh? He won't be so big by the time we get through.
Back to Big Shot in just a moment. Friends, one reason it's a good idea to chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day is that it satisfies you without being rich or filling. You can chew Wrigley's Spearmint after meals, between meals, anytime, and as long as you want. You'll get your satisfaction from the delicious flavor and the natural, pleasant chewing. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is wholesome and good for you. So make your daily treat Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. It's a treat you can trust for healthful daily enjoyment. Always keep a package or two of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum handy in your purse or pocket. Be sure to get Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. Of tonight's story on the FBI in Peace and War, Big Shot.
Good morning. We'd like to see Mr. Harrison. Tell him Mr. Stevens and Mr. Reynolds are here at the suggestion of the Federal Bank Examiner. Go on, Mr. Harrison.
Well, as I explained to the examiner over the phone, the depositor, Mr. Perry, returned to Bay City after a rather prolonged absence. We learned he'd been living in Europe for 2 years. He came into the bank to cash a check on his account with us.
He had funds in his account?
Almost $10,000. As you can see by this statement, he drew a check for approximately half that figure. The record shows $5,510.
Uh-huh.
Could I see that, Dave?
Right here. Entry of April 4.
Hmm.
Now, you'll notice the entry for the following day. A check issued to the order of K. Barry, which cleared through the Bay City Bank, just across the way. The name won't appear on the statement, only the figure.
$8,400.
Yes.
You say that check cleared, Mr. Harrison?
Through the Bay City Bank, not us. After the first withdrawal, there naturally wasn't enough to cover such a sum. My cashier properly ordered the check returned, marked with the customary insufficient funds.
I see.
Mr. Harrison, on an amount as large as that, wouldn't you check with the depositor?
Certainly, and one of the men did. Mr. Perry promptly declared that he knew no one by the name of K. Barry, that he had never given him or anyone else any check whatsoever since his return to the city. And the fact is, that's what prompted me to get in touch with the Federal Examiner's office.
Would you tell us which teller cashed the first check for Mr. Perry?
Either Mr. Carmichael or Mr. Keller. One is just outside. The other will be available shortly.
We won't speak to them just yet. First, I'd like to make a spot check on several other inactive accounts.
Oh?
And then, if you would, I'd like an introduction over at the Bay City Bank.
Of course.
Meanwhile, I think it would be better all around if we kept this to ourselves. It'll be interesting to see what this K. Barry does when he learns about the bounced check.
I just can't believe it.
I know, Richie.
You, of all people, broke, getting yourself in debt to cheap gamblers.
I couldn't help it.
What do you mean you couldn't help it?
Well, there was so much I wanted for you.
Yeah, the only way you knew how to get it was gambling, lying and gambling. Telling me all the time what a big shot you were. Mr. Wall Street himself, a bank
Gee,
president.
Please, don't, please. I've got to settle this tonight.
How much do you owe them, Barry? How much?
I need $9,000.
$9,000?
To cover a check, I thought it would be good, but someone let me down.
Oh, give me that eyeshadow, will you? Who let you down?
I can't tell you, Jean. I only told you this much because I must have that money and there was no one else I could turn to.
No one else? You don't mean...
Yes, I thought maybe... Well, I mean, if I could just borrow back some of the things I gave
you. What?
Well, just for a little while.
The eyeshadow, Barry.
Oh, here.
Thanks. I'm on next. You better go.
Well, is that all right, Jean? Could I... borrow some of the things? Jean?
You really asked me to do something like that and pay your gambling debts?
Oh, I'd be terribly grateful. It'd just be for a little while, really. Just
I couldn't do it, Barry. I'm sorry. I couldn't humiliate myself with the other girls like that.
But Jean,
I couldn't. Don't ask me again.
Well, I wouldn't ask you to if I wasn't desperate. Oh, Jean, please. If I mean anything to
you. How could you mean anything to me when you were deceiving me, lying to me? You got what you wanted that way, and now you want your Indian gifts, too.
Jean.
It's cheap, Barry. It's rotten, and it's cheap. I feel dirty from it, and I won't be a party to it anymore. You got yourself in this mess. You'll have to get yourself out.
Please.
I'm on next, Barry. I've got a dress. You better go.
So that's how you had to scratch the gamble. Taking from the inactive accounts. Smart, huh, Doc?
Yeah. Real smart.
Well, I only took it from him until I had a little luck. I planned to pay it back every cent.
Sure, everybody
put. Well, I did, every cent. And I would have, too, if this depositor hadn't shown up out of the blue.
Well, that's the breaks. Point is, it did show up, and I'm left holding an insufficient...
Well, you'll get your money. Don't worry.
I'm not worrying.
As a bank executive, there are ways
executive.
That I have...
Who are we fooling, Mr. Keller?
Slip of the tongue, boss. Bank teller, he meant to say.
Huh?
We know all about you.
But
a man
how
plays
you...
high stakes like you, don't you think we'll look into him? Who are we fooling?
Well, look, I...
Your look, Mr. Keller. In my business, if the player's level, no one asks questions. I don't care who they are or where they are. They say they're an executive, that's all right with me. They want to use the name K. Barry, all right with me. No questions, if it's level.
So?
So if it is, I get my money. If it isn't, all I have to do is lift this phone, call a bank, and you behind bars for who knows how long. Am I right, Turk?
I'm good for the money. You know I am. If you'll just give me a little time...
I don't wait anymore, Mr. Keller. You're going to pay me what you owe me, with interest. I'm giving you a chance to clear decks with me and the bank, too.
Look, Mr. Luria...
Now it's a Mr. Luria.
If you have an idea...
I have. Very elegant idea. And unless you like steel bars better, you'll be doing yourself a favor by seeing it through.
You better sit down, Mr. Keller. You don't look so very good.
That's right, you don't. But your clothes still look fine. Maybe you give me the name of your tailor when this is behind us. Who knows, Kelly? in the right kind of suit, even I might look the big shot like you.
Back to Big Shot in just a moment. Friends, when you chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum, that good, delicious chewing just naturally helps to keep your mouth clean, fresh, and sweet. The natural chewing action helps to clean your teeth. The lively, refreshing flavor of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum sweetens your breath and gives your mouth a fresh, clean feeling. So you see, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum gives you more than chewing enjoyment and satisfaction. It's good, and it's good for you. Remember, too, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is a long-lasting treat that satisfies you without being rich or filling. Get a few packages of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum next time you're at the store. Enjoy it often, every day, as millions of people do. Of tonight's story on the FBI in Peace and War, Big Shot.
All right, Mr. Keller, you can go back to your window now. Thanks for your cooperation.
I'm afraid I haven't been too helpful, Mr. Stevens.
Not at all. What often seems insignificant sometimes proves to be the most rewarding.
That's all. You can go.
Yes, sir.
And ask Carmichael to step in, will you, Keller?
Oh, I will, sir. Ralph, they want you now. Mr. Harrison said go right in.
Yep.
Check, this is me. I'm calling from the bank.
We're all set. The boss and me are just leaving.
Well, don't. That's why I called.
I thought we had this all set.
I know. Only something just came up that I can't talk about on the phone.
Now, listen, you. We're leaving for the bank. You'll see you're ready for us.
No, you don't understand.
I don't want any stories. No more talk. We leave right now.
Will you stop that and listen? The FBI... Hello.
Running, Vic.
Clark. Right with you, boss.
You know what to do?
Top to bottom.
Give him the check, so let him put the cash in the envelope. If he gives you trouble...
He won't.
Okay. Go ahead, then. I'll be right here waiting.
Nice looking bank. Be a pleasure to do business with.
Can I be of help, sir?
Huh? I'm picking up a payroll. My boss called Mr. Keller about it.
Mr. Keller, yes, sir. He's at window 23.
Thank you.
Glad to be of help, sir.
Yes, sir. What's the matter?
Turk, are you crazy? I thought I told
you. Take it easy, pal. I know what you told me, only Mr. Luria don't care for marks or change their minds.
I didn't change my mind. Keep your voice down. The FBI changed
it. Yeah, sure. The head man himself. Let's cash these for me, huh? They're all the names you gave us.
Turk, listen to me.
Keller, I told you, keep your voice down.
Why, you dumb fuck, will you shut up and listen to me?
Look, I'm warning you.
Hold it.
Being taken care of all right, sir?
Oh, yeah. Fine. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Just about your lunchtime, Mr. Keller. When you're through here, let me know. Mr. Carmichael will take over.
Oh, thanks. I will.
Yes, ma'am. Can I help you?
Service, huh?
New guy. He's the least to worry about. Turk, can't you understand?
I understand. Don't worry. So does Mr. Luria. You don't go for cold feet, boys, Keller. Neither do I. Now stop talking. Put that cash in this envelope. Or else I'll put this 45 through your gut.
What?
You heard me. 100,000. Make it fast. Keller...
I don't have that kind of cash in the drawer.
You said you'd have it.
Well, that was before... Never mind. Give me the envelope. I'll go to the vault.
You'll go no place where I don't see you. There's the envelope. Just put what's in the cash drawer.
Turk.
Your time is running out, Keller. All that's in the cash drawer, you got 15 seconds. Now, you're being smart.
Say something loud to cover.
Like what?
Well, I'll need $10 and quarters, anything.
I'll need $10 in quarters, Mr. Keller.
Yes, sir. I'm including that.
Anything else?
Just get out of here.
There you are, sir.
Thanks. I'm getting out, Keller. Only you're coming with me.
What?
Mr. Luria's instructions. He don't gamble. Come on, let's go.
Are you out of your mind? I can't.
Don't
do that.
Snow me, Keller. The guard told you let him know when you were through, so let him. Keller.
Oh, guard.
Okay. Remember, I'm watching you. Don't try something fancy.
Yes, Mr. Keller?
I'm going to lunch now. I'm all through with this gentleman.
Yes, sir. So I see. Payroll taken care of, sir?
All taken care of, thanks.
Good. I'll take care of you then. Hand it over.
Hey?
The gun and the payroll.
Wait a
FBI,
moment.
Stay where you are.
FBI? Keller, what is this?
Stay where you are. Agent Stevens is right in back of you.
Better do what he tells you to.
You louse, Keller. Ow!
That gun. Drop it.
My arm.
You heard him. Drop it. Drop it.
Keller, you stay where you are.
I am. I'm not moving. Don't shoot, please. I'm not moving.
In the disposition of the case against Barrett Keller, Anthony Luria and Harold Turkus were indicted for attempted armed robbery of a national bank. Keller, although testifying for the prosecution, was nevertheless indicted for embezzlement, subsequently serving a 4-year term in prison for his small-time attempt to be a big shot.
Remember, friends, when you want a tasty treat that satisfies you without being rich or filling, chew a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. There's lots of delicious, long-lasting flavor in a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, real taste enjoyment. And besides, you get satisfaction from the pleasant chewing. It gives you comfort, helps relieve tension, and helps to tide you over till mealtime. So do what millions do. Keep Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy and enjoy it every day. You can enjoy it as often as you want because you know it's good and good for you. Inexpensive, too. Be sure to get Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. In tonight's story, Paul McGrath played the part of Barrett Keller. Harold Huber was Anthony Luria. This radio dramatization for the FBI in Peace and War was written by Jack Anson Fink. These programs are produced and directed by Betty Mandeville. All names and characters used on the program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This program is based upon Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. And the broadcast does not imply endorsement, authorization, or approval by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you real chewing enjoyment, invite you to listen to next Wednesday's story, Strictly Business, on the FBI in Peace and War. Same time, same station.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
Today in automobiles, the trend is to power, more and more power, literally packed into smaller, harder-working engines. To meet this power trend, Shell now brings you a new multi-grade motor oil, Shell X100 Premium 10W30. This new Shell motor oil is made especially for today's higher horsepower, harder-working engines.